Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studio, although a first time doing Conducting Conversations, this man has done American a cappella with me and another show that airs on Sunday evenings occasionally. His name is Chad Putka. Welcome back, Chad.
Thanks, Mike. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you here in the studio with us. You're doing kind of you're wearing almost two hats tonight. You're mainly here because you're representing the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And you also are a music teacher at the Moses Brown School, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I have many hats, but only one head, and that's the complicated thing, but yeah.
Well, tell us about Moses Brown a little bit first before we get into the chorus part.
Sure. So Moses Brown is a pre-K to 12th grade school in Providence. Mm-hmm. I'm in my second year there as the lower school music teacher, which means that I get to make music with everybody 5th grade and younger in the school. Every day is interesting. Every day is unique.
I'm sure it is. 5th grade and younger. So that's what, about 10 years old?
Yeah. So 5th graders are maybe 10 or 11 down through my youngest students are 3 at the beginning of the year.
3 so, years old. Now, Wait a minute. That doesn't quite add up. 5th grade.
So there are 2 years of pre-K. There's a nursery class, yeah, and a pre-primary class, and then K to 5.
Wow.
And so if a student enters in nursery, I might be their music teacher for 8 full years.
That's
which is
incredible.
Awesome. It's wonderful.
Well, that's great. Yeah, as long as you can last that long.
I plan to.
All right. Well, good, because I think that I would have trouble with that. But I'm glad that someone is doing it, and I can't think of a better person than you.
Oh, thanks.
Now let's get to the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And as most people are probably aware, I'm very involved with the Narragansett Bay Chorus and have been for all my life, pretty much. And 10 days from now, a special event is coming up. It's going to be Valentine's Day.
That's right. Everybody mark your calendars now if they aren't already. This is your courtesy reminder.
Right. Hopefully it's not an announcement as such, just a reminder. But if you're one of those people that's shocked and you're thinking, well, Valentine's Day is one of those things that I don't really know what to do. Hopefully I remember to get a card. Sometimes I might send flowers or balloons or candy or something like that. The Narragansett Bay Chorus has an answer for you, because this year, as in the past, we are doing singing Valentine deliveries. And tell everybody what that means.
Sure. So a singing Valentine is a really exciting experience for us as singers, but also for you as somebody who gets to give this as a gift. Basically, when you order a singing Valentine, you're asking a quartet of live singers from the Narragansett Bay Chorus to come out to surprise your loved one wherever they are, whether they're at work or maybe you'll meet us at a restaurant or something like that. We'll sing a couple of songs for that person. It comes with a little rose, a box of truffles, which we'll talk more about later. And basically, it's a really personal way to say that you care about somebody. In a way that sometimes I think, like you're saying, Mike, you know, some people have trouble expressing that sometimes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or they might have forgotten or something like that. Again, this is why we're here, to help you to make Valentine's Day special for the special person in your life.
Right. So it comes with a song to the person, a card with a special message that you can compose and will write for you, a rose and a box of truffles. So what a deal. And all of that for 4 men to go and surprise your loved one, including the other things. It's only $65 in the greater Providence area, although we go all over Rhode Island, southeastern Connecticut, and southeastern Massachusetts.
That's right. We'll come to you.
That's right. And this year, as something a little bit different, if you can't figure that out because your loved one might not be in that area, they'll also be doing video Valentines, right?
Yeah, that's an exciting new thing that we're trying. Basically, we're looking at, instead of sending a live quartet, we'll have a quartet record a personalized message and song for your special person. So let's say, you know, you have your grandmother or somebody who lives far away from you. You can send a video of our quartet singing something extra special for that person. And it's at a reduced price as well, which is nice.
Right. So if you call your grandma Meemaw, as Big Bang Theory does, and the quartet could sing to Meemaw and then personalize it, and it would be a very neat thing to do. Or maybe someone's out of town that's normally in town. Valentine's this day is this year is on a Wednesday, so if they're away, whatever. This is another great way to do it. Somebody at school, all kinds of options there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to get to a piece of music, and then we'll talk some more. And Chad has brought some music with him.
That's right.
That is not the typical classical station music. It's also not particularly like a barbershop quartet music that we'll be singing on Valentine's Day, but some of the songs will relate. Tell us the first one.
Yeah, so I've just brought a collection of songs that I think are really really meaningful, kind of romantic Valentine's Day kind of songs. And the first tune is by the Beach Boys. It's God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
People my age, that brings back memories of an old-time television series, actually, called Big Love, which was on HBO. It was a theme song for many, many years.
Gosh, I didn't even know.
See that? See, well, you're a little young for that. I think it went off the air probably 8 or 9 years ago.
I'll look it up.
All right, check it out, Big Love. You mentioned at the top of the show that Moses Brown is where you're employed, and you also do some special events there, right?
That's right. We have an event coming up that I'm really excited about. It's called MB Rocks. If you're enjoying this popular music that we're playing on this program today, then this might be a really fun event for you. It's a fundraiser event that'll be held in the Woodman Center on campus, which is a great space for performing groups. And basically, it features some of the performing groups at the school playing popular songs. So I have the pleasure of being featured as a guest artist on this year's MB Rocks program. I'll be singing 3 songs with the middle school jazz band and 2 songs with the upper school jazz band. The event is taking place at 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 10th. And it's a great fundraiser. I went last year as a participant, and I had to get in on the musical side of things because that's kind of what I do. So,
absolutely. Well, that's great. So next Saturday, so just 6 days from now, and you've been rehearsing diligently, correct?
You bet.
All right. All right. So that'll be interesting. Some of you might remember seeing Chad because Chad was in the quartet featured in Music Man last summer at Theater by the Sea. So if you're a Theater by the Sea person and you saw Music Man, then you've seen Chad. Did a great job in that. And it was a great quartet. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. The bass of that quartet.
He was great, too. Yeah. Oh, that was me. All right. Let's get back to the Singing Valentines that the Narragansett Bay Chorus is doing. And if you'd like information about that, there's all the information you want is on the website, which is very easy to remember. We don't ask you to how to spell Narragansett in this case, because what we've done is kind of abbreviate it to Sing, S-I-N-G, NBC, for Narragansett Bay Chorus. So singnbc.com. You go there and you can find out everything you want to know about Valentine's Day. And if you'd like to place an order, there's a special Valentine's hotline phone number, which is area code 401-753-2990. We'll give you that a couple times during the show. That's a line dedicated specifically to ordering or getting information about Singing Valentines. What piece of music do you have for us next, Chad?
The next one is one that's kind of special. It's a song that my parents danced to at their wedding. I was not there, but I was not even thought up yet at that point, I think. But this song is...
Well, you might have been thought about. But
in a vague sense, I suppose. Right. This song is by the band Chicago. I'm going to be singing 2 Chicago tunes at that MB Rocks performance. But this song is Color My World.
Together, color my world.
song also brings back a lot of memories for me, Chad. I'm actually older than your parents, I believe. So yeah, I danced to that a few times, too.
All right.
All right. Now, let's get to one more piece of music before we take our first break. What do you have?
So this is one of my favorite songs out there. It's by James Taylor. It's called Shower the People. And the thing that I like about this song, I think especially guys around Valentine's Day, we kind of drag our feet sometimes. It feels like there's all this obligation stuff you got to do. But this song is about, you know, really what you want to do is show the people in your life how much you care about them.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
You can play the game and you can act out the part. Though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice, just shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say, yeah. Shower the people you love with love. Show them if you only will. Well, you can run, but you cannot hide. This is widely known. And what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about the squeaky wheel always getting the grease. Better to shower the people you love with love. Yes, and show them the way that you feel. I know things are gonna be just fine. Oh,
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Chad Putka, who is the Assistant Director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus and music teacher at Moses Brown School in Providence. And we're talking about the very special event coming up in 10 days, Valentine's Day. And we have some ideas for you and some things that you can do to make the day a little bit more special. And Chad, even the night before, we can do Singing Valentine's, right? On the Tuesday night, the 13th of February.
That's right. We've sort of expanded our offerings. We will, if Valentine's Day, the day of, is not a great day for you or your special person, we can deliver a Singing Valentine on the night of the 13th as well.
Right. So go to singnbc.com. Check it out. All the information is there. How to do it, how to order it, what you get, all those things are wonderful. And we mentioned at the top of the show that they would get a card with a personal message delivered by a quartet singing a song, a love song, and also a rose and a box of truffles. And I just want to take a moment to thank Fleming's Steakhouse in Providence. They are donating all the boxes of truffles for
That's amazing.
Yeah, so helping us out. And the Narragansett Bay Chorus, of course, is a 501c3 organization. We help to educate music and educate music. We don't educate music. We educate the public about music in the barbershop style or a cappella style. And Chad, maybe you want to say a little bit more about that, what kind of music we sing.
Sure. So something that I love about this chorus and something that has really attracted me to working with this chorus is it's a group of men who are not professional singers, but who love to sing and who love to sing well and to constantly, you know, learn more about singing and perform for different kinds of audiences and who just really enjoy just making music together. We sing a variety of styles and genres, but sort of within a cappella. So we basically never perform with accompaniment. And the nice thing about that is we can post up anywhere. You know, if we have enough guys there, we can sing a song and we don't have to worry about plugging anything in.
Or carrying anything.
Absolutely.
I'm always amazed when I see a band setting up and it takes them an hour and a half to get set. And all we've got to do is walk onto the stage. That's all there's the cool part. All right, let's get to some more music that you brought along with you. Some of your favorite, not necessarily love songs, but mood songs.
Yeah, mood songs. I like
What's the next one?
The next one is an arrangement of Firework by Katy Perry, which is a more recent popular song. But the recording that I chose is from a group that I sang with in college. I'm not actually on this recording, but right after I graduated, I remember living in town where the college was, and I was having kind of a rough day, and I went to the concert that evening, and my friend sang this song, and just this moment, it really spoke to me. Like, sometimes I do feel this way, and it really lifted me up. So I want to, you know, especially shout out the arranger of this piece, Max Melman. This song makes me think of him, and the soloist is Noah Guthman.
And this was in what town? This
was
happened?
In Oberlin, Ohio. I'm an alum of Oberlin College.
All right.
I studied music, yeah. Boom, 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 like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under streams, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go oh, 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 as you
shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make him go, oh, oh, oh. Gonna leave him falling down, down, down.
Boom, boom.
Baby, you're a,
boom, boom.
A firework.
You.
Show him what you're worth. You don't have to feel like a wasted space. You're original, cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds. After a hurricane
comes a rainbow.
Maybe a reason why all your doors are closed, so you can open one that leads you to a perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time to go, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go, oh,
oh, oh.
As you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make 'em go, oh,
oh, oh.
Gonna leave 'em falling down, down, down. Baby, you're a,
boom, boom.
A firework.
You.
Gonna leave him falling down. Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than the moon, moon, moon. It's always been inside of you, you, you. And now it's time to let it through. A firework.
Baby, you're a firework, and you light up my sky like the 4th of July, and we're all singing
firework. What you're worth. Oh, oh, oh. Sky,
you just got me on.
Inside of you, 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 and now it's time to let it through.
Boom, do you boom, ever feel boom, like a plastic bag boom, drifting boom, through the wind?
Boom, it's always been inside of you.
Do you ever feel you,
and feel so bad to let it through?
Like a house of cards.
Inside of
you,
and now it's time to let it through.
Beautiful harmonies, Chad, and that was just after you left. I got that good.
I know, right? Yeah. They won't let me forget it either.
Oh, there you go. You might notice if you're listening to the whole show this evening that we're not going to play any barbershop quartets.
Hard to believe.
Because we listen to that all the time. We want to get
we want to get
the taste of Chad out there. So what he's been listening to and what he's thinking about. Tell us about this next piece.
The next tune is by Stevie Wonder, one of my favorite singers of all time. And it's a deeper cut of his. Not a lot of people know this tune, but it's called Something to Say. And the thing that I like about it is it just it seems to really encapsulate this feeling of being in love and feeling like, you know, nothing else matters.
There is something that I'd like to say. There are people who will try to put us down. They will tell us we're too young to see it through, girl. Try to make us cry, but don't you worry. You have me and I have you. Well, there is something that I think you ought to know, yeah. There are people who will say our love won't grow, oh, no. It's important that you face them with a smile, girl. And you tell them, honey, maybe someday loving just might be.
Once again, for those of you that would like to write down the phone number to call and ask about singing Valentines, it's 401-753-2990. Or you can go to the website sing, S-I-N-G, NBC.com. So singnbc.com. You can get all the information about singing Valentines. And that's why Chad is here this evening. We're talking about that. We've also been talking about his teaching position at Moses Brown School in Providence. And Chad, we have time to get one more piece of music in before our next break. What's that going to be?
Sure. So my students would recognize this song from a movie that came out a couple of years ago, the Trolls movie. But this version, it's Phil Collins singing True Colors.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about Valentine's Day coming up in just 10 days from now. Chad Putka is sitting with me. He is the music teacher at Moses Brown School in Providence, and he's also the assistant director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus. Narragansett Bay Chorus, a longstanding barbershop-style singing chorus in Rhode Island, started in 1949, a little before your time, Chad.
A little bit, yeah.
Even before my time, believe it or not.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you. And Narragansett Bay Chorus is promoting this once-a-year event where a quartet will go out and sing a love song to a friend or a spouse or anyone you would like to cheer up their day.
That's right.
You want to send. You want to be kind and just send it randomly to maybe a nursing home or something like that. You could do that too.
Those have been some of my favorite experiences delivering singing Valentine's. Is you never know where you're going to go or who you're going to be singing to, and you sort of hear the story a lot of times after you sing the song.
Sure, right. Yeah. I mean, over the years, I know that we have obviously done deliveries to hospitals and to retirement homes and to places of business and restaurants and all of those kind of things. And occasionally there's been the more unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember a couple of years ago going to a place where there are female dancers.
Oh my!
Yeah, and that was an experience. Didn't expect doing that.
So did they turn off the music for you?
They did. They did. They did. Wow. And got right up on the stage with them. But that's a long story.
We'll talk about that off mic, maybe.
Off the air, I'll fill you in on the rest of that one. But if you'd like information about it, you go to singnbc.com. Give you all the particulars about how you can get a quartet, that's four guys, to go visit a loved one, deliver a song, and then a card, a rose, and a box of truffles that is donated by Fleming Steakhouse in Providence. So, Chad, let's get back to the music that you brought along with you, getting us in the mood. What do you have for next?
The next song is just, I think these words are so romantic and beautiful. It's Annie's Song by John Denver.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your beside you, let me always be with you. Come let me love you, come love me
Chad, I want to thank you for coming in this evening, sharing your love songs or personal songs with our audience.
Had a really fun time.
It's great to have you here, and we've been here talking about Singing Valentines that's going to be done by the Narragansett Bay Chorus. Once again, the phone number to call, if you'd like more information, is 401-753-2990, or go to the website singnbc.com. And if you'd like to request Chad, who will be out doing Valentine's that afternoon,
that's right. I've requested the day off.
You're taking the whole day to do it.
Hey, man, I'm committed.
All right, there you go. I, of course, will be here on the air, but Chad will be out. So if you'd like to request Chad for a mere, $400 or $500, I can get you special, right?
Hey, I don't set the prices, all right? I don't negotiate on those. So.
Maybe just $2 or $3, and we'll get Chad to do something for you.
Do I get to see some of those $2 or $3?
Yeah, you'll see it in your donation.
I'll accept a truffle, too. Yeah. I would take
one
of those.
You might get a free truffle
yes!
out of it. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And so remember, you get the quartet singing a song to your favorite person, And you get a card, a rose, and a box of truffles donated by Fleming's Steakhouse. So sounds like a great deal to me. Check it out on the website, singnbc.com. And Chad, we have one more piece of music to fill in here. Tell us what it's going
to
be.
That's right. I think this is the closest thing that the band Queen has to kind of a straightforward pop song. This is You're My Best Friend.
All right. We'll listen to that, then see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.